Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Man, I love that intro.
It's a great intro.
It's Thursday. You know what that means. That means it's time to ignite the dynamite, the day after dynamite. And I'm Will Washington, your host of Day After Dynamite. And I'm joined by Sean Ross Sapp.
That's me.
Sean Ross Sapp, yep.
I'm here. AEW star Sean Ross Sapp.
That's right. You made your debut last night.
I did make my debut. Hundreds of tweets poured in over that. And admittedly, as I... We'll talk about it when we get there. We'll save it.
I mean, I'll say, when it popped up on the screen, I legit was like, what did this motherfucker not tell me? Like, oh, listen, shit, I swore in the first minute.
I promise I'm not as egomaniacal as Twitter would make you think. But when that popped up on the screen, I was like, am I there? What happened? Is this a troll job? Is this a QT Marshall bit right here? Like, I thought it was like maybe a QTV thing or something.
Yep, nope, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Are you going to talk about why you're wearing a salmon-colored shirt?
Yeah, it's actually red. It's Wolfpack. Oh, okay. This was okay. Actually, this was sent to me.
Salmon and black.
Yes. The Salmon and Black Wolf Pack. Big sexy Kevin Nash. That's what we're about right here. And for Sean here, I threw on in the background the old NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
Love it.
That's a classic here. My go-to team at the time was the Supersonics. I would always play as Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. Gary Payton. Yep, that was the duo. And yeah, so there's a lot. Look, guys, I'm sure you've seen me cryptically tweeting. Like, barely anybody got the first one where I tweeted out the Fightful logo, and it was the credits music to Street Fighter 2. But apparently not enough people have beaten Street Fighter 2, specifically because if you played it on a console, you had to beat it on all 8 stars to fully get the credits and get that music to play. But that music always tugged at my heartstrings because it was like, dang, my journey's over. That's a perfect way to tell the story of what I'm trying to tell here. So I put that music over the Fightful logo to indicate, as people gathered by my second post that included the End of the Road by Boyz II Men over Day After Dynamite's logo, that this is the last edition of Day After Dynamite. You probably gathered that by the title of this episode, the final episode. And a lot of people are wondering, what does that mean? I saw somebody say, does this mean that Will might be hosting the new Saturday show? But this is actually not just my last Day After Dynamite. This is actually my exit from Fightful, and that I will no longer be a member of the Fightful staff. And I thought there wouldn't be a better person to do this show with, being that this is my last Day After Dynamite, than one Sean Rossap.
Well, you were gonna say Caden, but he wasn't available.
I mean, look, I've done plenty of podcasts with Caden, and honestly, there's other fitting people. There are people who make appearances on this show that I would be sad if they didn't.
Will Washington! It's like he smells the budget opening up, and he just respawns. Hey,
wait, Will's leaving? Hold on. I got to do more now, I assume. So, here we go. Hold on. What? This is not right. This is... There we go.
That's right.
Traditional Day After Dynamite. Look here.
He looks like he's in like the lowest security prison of all time.
Will made the overlay once where the bar was not there, and it popped me tremendously. It was a one-time episode that he did that, and it never returned. But it was fantastic.
I did it strictly for you, and I think. The problem is, the only one I have that for is, I think, the episode where Denise was on. And so, like, it would have to say Denise Salcedo at the bottom, or I'd have to, like, go find that. And so...
You better not.
Yeah, can we find that, actually?
I'm sure it's in there. But, yeah, I...
Thank you for popping in. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. We have... That's my solo one for when I do the show by myself. Look at that. Oh, Fightful overbooked. Yeah. Look, guys, I did a count today. I did 150 podcasts for Fightful in my 2 years here. And over the span of doing Day After Dynamite, doing Grapsody, I did post shows. I did pay-per-view post shows. I even appeared on The Distraction. That's a show I did as well. But either way, we were just talking about that, by the way. I was talking to Sean about the last draft from 2021 where we did the Distraction versus Grapsody draft. And that was fun. That was definitely...
You get one of those in the can real quick, Will?
You... Sean ducks me on the draft now after I destroyed him.
Listen, you did not destroy me. I've won every single draft that I've done at Fightful in a landslide, and that is not a lie. But a fun fact, I remember I met you in person. What was it? Was it 2021? I met you in person for the first time, Will. Mm-hmm. And I remember like coming back and I can't remember if it was a group chat or directly to Jeremy. I was like, I want to work with Will Washington sometime. And it is wild how that unfolded. Even wilder, do you remember when you met me, right? You were with my wife and my friend was with me. Mm-hmm. We just watched a divorce unfold.
Yeah, that's very true. Yes.
That's why that girl was with us. We watched the divorce argument that unfolded there. And let me tell you, I am very glad you were there because that lightened the mood significantly and I could piss off for a little bit. That was so wild. The argument that somebody might have gotten to the gun cabinet that night if we had stayed in Boulder or wherever the hell it was. It was wild.
Yeah, that was a good night, though. That was just great talking to Sean. And, you know, the funny thing was the things we were talking about, because this was after you broke the CM Punk story, but before he had debuted. So it was like in that limbo mode of, Sean just had the story that made his that essentially cemented Sean as the news guy. I still don't feel like, has there been a bigger story than that for you?
CM Punk biting people, or not biting people, his friend biting people. The CM Punk one's the biggest one. Cody Rhodes is right there with it. That's like as far as
Cody was
business that, for us.
Yeah, that's right.
Austin, I don't know what business Austin did, but that was a big one. I remember when that came, and then it was overshadowed like a week later.
Oh yeah. Oh no, it was the next day. It was the next day. The Austin thing got completely swallowed up by Cody, but ultimately CM Punk, Cody Rhodes and Mercedes walking out was also very big, because I mean that just gets a whole different subgroup of fans that would have never subscribed to Fightful Select otherwise.
Yeah. But I just remember sitting with you and we had that conversation at that barcade, and then a couple of months later I was working for Fightful, and I've been really grateful to Fightful. Like, honestly, this has been, I kid you not when I say that I think Fightful genuinely and honestly is the best at this. I think when it comes to the personalities, when it comes to the community that's been curated, I don't think anybody's doing this better than Fightful. And that, look, I've watched and seen other places do this. I've been at other places doing this. And I just think that the community at Fightful, sometimes, not gonna lie, I question Sean's methods. In that, sometimes Sean's inability to not let some things go gets
people
me.
People gotta stop playing on my phone.
I know, right? Like, Sean is definitely keeping it real, and sometimes, like, I have watched that unfold, and there are times where I'm like, would I have responded to that? Probably not. But honestly, like, it keeps those people out. It keeps those people, like, out of the community. They're not here. And I gotta say, like, I do respect that, and I do like that, and I do love that. And so,
I've done less of it the last 2 weeks, because I gotta be honest, I'm making way too much money to do that now. But, plus, I mean, we got Billy Batty the hell up out of here. I'm wearing Mario pajamas to my own wedding, and I'm wearing a 3-piece suit to his downfall. I love it. I love it. I'm doing that less. But hey, listen, that's one of the things. I didn't want Fightful to be the middle-aged white guy network, and early on we brought on Anna Bauer, and that girl took so many lumps from, like, wrestling audiences that are like, a woman? And Trina as well. They were just like, a woman can talk about what? Yeah, we don't want people that think like that or act like that or anything of that nature. And I can say this, we have had probably, I'd say I've had over 300 to 400 podcasts pitched to me just over the last few years. There is one new podcast that I immediately said, yep, we're doing that. And that was Will Washington and Grapsody. I think maybe Wrestling Perspective, they have been around for years. And I was like, they've got some good connections and all that. I'd love to have them on. But this is the only new podcast out of 300, 400 that I was like, yeah, that immediately sounds like a great idea that would do well for every single person involved.
And I appreciate Sean even giving me the, what did I say to you? I was like, I need 15 minutes of your time. If I can't pitch this in 15 minutes, then what am I doing here? And I think it took less than that. No, I had asked for 20. It was like right before, because it was a Wednesday. And you were like, well, I've got listening to your boy like at the top of the hour. And so I'm like, 20 minutes of your time is all I need. And I think we were done in 10. And so... that was how quickly I was able to pitch that. And then I went back to Phil and Reg and was like, well, did it. We're on Fightful now. And
Because that was before Jeremy had 73 shows a week, too.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Now I just do my own shows. I don't need to pitch them to you. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Can I get more money for this? Sure.
Jeremy, I have a question. So you've been following the old basketball.
Of course. Nuggets are winning it. I told you this the start of the season, Will Washington.
I mean, look, I'm obviously hoping so. I have watched this go down my entire life, and I am ready. Something tells me it is coming down to the Lakers and the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. And I thought, how poetic, right? That, like, Alex English couldn't get past Magic Johnson, and Carmelo Anthony couldn't get past Kobe Bryant, and in 2020, Nikola Jokic couldn't get past LeBron James. And now it feels like if we're going to make it to the finals, and granted, I know this is looking past the Suns.
Yeah.
And the Suns are nothing to sneeze at, and they could very well be the team that eliminates the Denver Nuggets. And I would hate that. I would so hate if Kevin Durant midseason jumped ship and won a championship. Yeah. I don't want to see that whatsoever.
Kevin Durant. All my homies hate Kevin Durant.
But, like, I look at the fact that, and maybe I'm wrong here, this is just me as an observer, thinking about how the Timberwolves have Karl-Anthony Towns, they've got Rudy Gobert, which a lot of people said that was, you know, that's the Twin Towers. That was who could stop Jokic. And the fact that they weren't able to. They came close, but they were not able to. I don't know that the Suns have that ability to stop Jokic the way that the Timberwolves did, and they still weren't able to.
So, why are we burying the NBA lead here? Who's booking Bobby Portis versus Udonis Haslem? I would watch that fight. Bobby Portis knocked Nikola Mirotic to another continent. I want to see this fist fight. This is
Haslam, like, trains karate and shit. Like, Haslam,
love it. I'm not even saying this ironically. Put it on the undercard of the next Gervonta Davis fight, and I will watch it. I will pay full price and not even expense the pay-per-view. I would love it.
Look, I'm honestly, there's a few things with the, I mean, look at the upsets. Look at the fact that, like, the Bucks got knocked off in a gentleman's sweep. Who saw that coming? I could not have imagined that the Miami Heat, an eighth seed, and not just an eighth seed, but the play-in eighth seed. They're the first play-in team to knock anybody off. How can this be? And so they won. And listening to Giannis yesterday just sounded insane. But he sounded so defeated. I've never heard him sound that defeated, but that's what happens when you get defeated.
It happens when your coach doesn't know how to call a timeout with 9 seconds remaining and you try to push the ball up the court. You leave Grayson Allen in the game, or you don't put Brooke Lopez in the game on the biggest defensive play of the season. But
I'd also watch Udonis Haslem fight Grayson Allen, too, just for the...
Oh, that'd be murder, though. Why are you condoning
that? That's a dark elevation match right there. That's what that is.
I don't know what that is anymore. And so I did want to make sure everybody knows that with this being Day After Dynamite, we do read your super chats, we do read your Humper chats, and we're going to read those right now because we got a ton of them. Got Jay Ruff.
Wait. Sean gets to put Will Washington over. I got to share Will Washington stories
here. You don't even have a light one, Jeremy. Right. People don't even know it's you.
Yeah, they know it's me. They know it's me from the intro here. They just hear me speak and they know it's me, Sean Rossap. I got to say nice things about you, Will Washington, on the last day of Day After Dynamite. So
don't make me cry, right, dude.
So, Will, after you, I've followed you. I don't know how much you actually know of this, but I followed you from the RBR days with Maxwell. I told you I wanted Maxwell on the show, and now that seems to be a dead dream, which is very disappointing news. That it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. We need to come out of retirement just for that. But I wanted Maxwell on the show. I'd followed you since those days. And then after that ended, I remember you messaged me, and this was when we were doing the distraction. You said, hey, can I come on and do like free agent grades for AEW signings? Remember how much you remember this, but I remember. Yeah, I know you got a very good memory, Will Washington.
You think I forgot that?
I know.
I call it the pandemic debuts. I wanted to do that, and yeah. I was like, I think, honestly, RRBR was the wrong place to do that, and I want to do that with you.
Yeah. Well, I was like, yes, sure. Like, that'd be great. Like, I've again, followed you for a while. This would be great. So you came on, did that. Everything was good. And then I heard about Grapsody. I was DM'd the story, or I was DM'd the scoop so I could pre-write the story. I was very excited about that. We decided to do the Distraction Grapsody draft the day before the premiere of Grapsody, which I thought went well. We definitely won. And then...
I don't know. We took Hit Row, so, you know.
I mean, you at least got Swerve out of that deal. The rest of them, they're trying. I do like Top Dollar. Top Dollar rules. Fantastic. So we did the draft. Grapsody blew up, as it should. Fantastic. The early days of Grapsody always popped me tremendously. Because, like, every Saturday, you would message me and be like, I can't log into the Humper chat. Can you please log in? And so I'm backstage, like, every episode of the early days of Grapsody, feeding Will the Humper chats because he did not have the login.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Behind the scenes of the early days of Grapsody, everybody.
Yep.
That was the time that was not long after... It was a couple months after the punk story and things just kept going from there. And I was like, I'm not even going to check my phone on a Saturday at that point. It was Jeremy. It was me seeing a bunch of messages like an hour later and like, oh, Jeremy's got it.
Yes. I was taking care of it as best I could. And then, you know, stuff happened. Things happened. I ended up with a channel that I still don't know what I'm doing with. And you messaged me, Will, and you said, hey, people like want my Dynamite reviews, just putting himself over. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. He's like, do you think I can do a show called Day After Dynamite and review Dynamite on the Thursday after Dynamite? I was like, exact message. You are Will Washington. You can do whatever the hell you want. Just
that was exactly what he said.
Yes. I was like, let me know what you want to do. And you're like, okay, cool. And then Day After Dynamite was born. After that, and I don't remember the first episode I ran in on. It was you had one of our mutuals on that I just did it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
And I kept doing it, and you tolerated it week after week after week. And
there's one particular guy who hates it, who every week in the comments is like in the comments every week is like, I'm going to stop watching this show if Jeremy keeps showing up. And you know what? You got your wish.
Ain't going to watch anymore. Jeremy killed the show.
No, it's funny because that was a real thing that when I left RBR, there was a big section of the show where I would review Dynamite, and I had heard from one person first, and he was just like, man, I miss your reviews of Dynamite. He was like, you know, Grapsody has such a big kind of discussion where you guys kind of move from topic to topic and you don't really do individual show reviews, but I miss your reviews of Dynamite. And so I'd heard that once, and I thought, okay, that's interesting. And then when I heard it a second time, I was like, okay, that's telling me something. And then when I heard it a third time, I finally said, okay, let me see if there's a place I can review Dynamite. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And then for whatever reason, just Dad popped into my head. And I was like, oh, you know, I do the Dad thing. That would be funny. And then Joe Cadena, shout out Joe Cadena, drew the artwork for me. And once I saw the artwork, I'm like, sold. That's it. This is Day After Dynamite. I have to do the thing. It has to look like a cheesy dad joke. And it sure enough, because the show in itself in the name is. So that was exactly what inspired me to want to do this. And thank you. I that's how Day After Dynamite was born. And thank you, Jeremy, for giving me the go ahead to do it, and then for Sean being like, look, this show's doing really well, you need to be on main Fightful.
Took
and
that was just took all of the income I was getting from the channel.
I didn't know that.
Now I don't make anything off the channel. Any income I get, I give to everybody else, right? So I don't get anything.
Maggie's the big earner on Overbooked. Yeah. She's the draw.
All right.
But then, last one, and then I promise I'll leave. We met because across the parking lot at All Out 2021, we're way in the back. I'm hanging out with the wife and Cassidy Haynes. And I just hear from across the lot, Jeremy, look, it's Will Washington walking over to come say hi. And he was with his kids. And that was the first time Will and I had met.
Yes. It's one of the rare wrestling events, as far as wrestling travel is concerned, that I've taken my kids to. All Out is the only pay-per-view they've ever been to, 2021. And what a pay-per-view to be at, by the way. Yes. Those kids got to see the debut of Adam Cole. They saw the debut of Bryan Danielson in AEW. They saw just an all-around great show. They got to sing Cult of Personality. They had kind of a weird Jericho entrance that night that I think didn't do as much as they thought it was going to do. But otherwise, they had a great time, and a lot of people met my kids that weekend, so that was really cool. And everybody was really good to my kids. I appreciate everybody who was good to my kids. Max Caster and Anthony Bowens like took an acclaimed picture with them, and they had a really great time. But Jeremy, thank you. Like, I really appreciate that. I appreciate everything, and everything that you've done for me and helping me get even acclimated at Fightful.
I have not done a damn thing. You are Will Washington. You are the best. It's been an honor and a pleasure to work with you, work alongside you, help however I could. But again, you're Will Washington. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I'm glad he ended with that. Jay Ruff, always loved Jay. He says, Will, I'm hoping for the best for you and hopeful this doesn't completely end your podcasting tenure as I've been following it for a decade. I wish you well, my friend. You've been the best ever at it. Thank you, Jay.
Review WWE main event somewhere, I think.
Yeah. Let's see. Ricardo says, does this mean no more Grapsody? All right, I have to answer that piece of it. It does not mean no more Grapsody, but it does mean no Will on Grapsody. So we will talk about that on Saturday. I wanted to give Reg and Phil kind of the opportunity to address that.
Did I tell you the pitch I made to them?
Oh, are you joining?
No, I said just have Kurt Angle join.
He
joined the Shield. He can join Grapsody. He'll just show up there. They'll never acknowledge you again. He'll just pop up there.
Denise Salcedo says, for the haircut. Thank you, Denise. I appreciate it. Inside joke. Let's see. Ricardo says, wherever you end up next, I'll follow. Love for you. Thank you, Ricardo. Got another one here. This is from Caden, who says, love you, man. Thankful I got to be on this great show. I always tell you you're one of the best people I know and can't wait to see what comes next. Thank you, Caden. I appreciate that. Always love having Caden here. And another person who's been on the show before, Alex, Queen of the Ring, says, I was one of those people that never beat Street Fighter. Sending all my love to Will and everyone in the Fightful family. Thank you, Alex. Mario says, William, best of luck, my confidant. We've got Cole says, love you, pal. Excited for you. Thank you. Appreciate you, Cole, for having dropped in on the show a couple of times, especially as a great last-minute guest. No better last-minute guest than Cole when it's like, hey, 5 seconds to the show. What are you doing right now, buddy? Can you do Day After Dynamite? Hannah is also very good for that as well. Oh, sorry. Yes. Yes. You know what I meant. Robert says, hey, Will, since listening to the My World podcast, I'm rooting for Jeff Jarrett to win the Owen Cup. Who's with me? I mean, look, that would actually be appropriate, I think, when you think about the relationship of Owen Hart and Jeff Jarrett and thinking about what Jeff meant to, or what Owen meant to Jeff. And, you know, they were even tagging at the time. Wouldn't be a terrible idea. And it would get great heat. Let's see. Wrestle Vibes with Revenblade says, Will, you're awesome. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Kate. Love Kate as well. Will is an outstanding example of integrity in this space. Fightful is better for having you as a person and your work. We love you and are so proud. Thank you. Again, Kate. Andrew A. says, I regret not meeting Will at Revolution. I didn't want to bother you eating and left to go to ringside. I enjoy your work and good luck. Hashtag salmon shirt. Revolution. So that, you're talking about this past Revolution. What would I have been eating at Revolution this year? Was it just the chicken sandwich that I bought? Come say hi. Look, don't think you can't bother me while eating. Somebody said that to me when me and Jesse and Denise were getting pizza at Full Gear as well. And they're like, oh, I didn't want to bother you guys. As we're just eating pizza. Like, come say hi. Absolutely. I am never too good to say hi to anybody. I absolutely love saying hi to everybody. Never feel like you're disturbing my peace while I'm
eating arena food. Have you ever seen the Andy Samberg short where he would punch people in the face right before they took a bite?
No.
On SNL, like it was like the Foo Fighters and everybody, they'd go to eat and he'd punch them right in the face. That's good. You're just opening up that lane now. You're going to be eating your pizza or chicken sandwiches and get cracked in the face.
Yeah, no, I mean, I especially if you like hate my podcast, like please come up and be like, hey, Will, I just want to tell you while you got that chicken sandwich in your mouth that your shit sucks. Sure, why not? But no, seriously, if I'm eating arena food, I don't care. Please come say hi. And OrionBin666 says, Fresh Prince standing in an empty living room gif. Thank you. Love that one. Especially because I've been on a big Fresh Prince kick lately. I usually am. Like once a year, I go back through and rewatch as many episodes of Fresh Prince as I can. Jennifer, always love Jennifer, says, so much love for you, Will. Good luck and thank you for everything. You're genuinely one of the best people to interact with. Can't wait for what is next for you. Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate you. Big Hero Chris says, Will, you're a dope human being. Good luck to you and everything you do. Mike from Indeed says, thank you for countless hours of content and entertainment. You've set an incredible example of what high value engaging content looks like. Cheers. Yeah, I hate to do like an hour count of how much of this I've done. Because
it's a lot. Grapsy's like 3.5 hours now.
I know. And thinking about going back to RBR, right? Like I'm talking 18 years worth of this. I imagine it would take a very long time to calculate how much I've actually done. I mean, hell, I know I left RBR at just of core RBR. My last episode was 835, I believe. So then you add 150 of these to that, and then probably any of the sideshows. Clearly, over 1,000 podcasts.
Yeah.
No question about that. Crazy times. It's been a long time, and I've enjoyed every second of it. D'Lo says, "Sean, seeing the Tron, it's me." Oh, Sean, seeing the Tron, it's me. Hi, hello, hi. Wait a minute, I'm at home. Why the fuck am I singing Taylor Swift? Hey, that Denise, I actually did get the reference.
Yeah, that was a little. It was jarring to see a big SRS. pop up on that screen, but it is preposterous to think that anybody from Fightful would ever end up there.
Yeah. And the Ricardo says, back up the Brinks truck to keep Will, SRS.
I'll do my best. Hold on. Let's see what I got. Let's see what I can offer Will that I've got right here. I have a bottle of Night Shred. Don't buy this. They don't sponsor us. I have an empty Beats earbuds case because I'm wearing them. I have a Comfort Bird that somebody gave to me at WrestleCade. That was very nice of them. What else?
See, I can't even look at the Comfort Birds right anymore because I know you're a fan of Dead to Me. And like that is one of those things where I have to think about that being the murder weapon.
Of course. I've got a tin of Altoids. What else do I got? A nail file. Always important to keep that. Like, maybe you want to bake it into a cake and get, like, a friend out of jail or something. That's what I use them for. Some eye drops. I got those. How can you say no? Who says no? How about this? I'm going to cover up my wife's name because there are weirdos. But a matchbook from our wedding. That's what I use to spark up joints. A button with my face on it that Jimmy sent me. Like, listen, Will ain't going anywhere now.
Yeah, like, I know. I want all of that brought to the negotiation table.
Some Taylor Swift glasses that I got for a costume to troll Denise. There's that. Damn, man. A back scratcher. He's rethinking every decision he's made lately.
Yep, every single one of them. Chris Raines says, one of the highlights of All Out Weekend was getting to meet you, Will, at the Fan Fest. Always enjoyed everything you have done and look forward to what is next. Thank you, Chris. And look, thank you to everybody. Because, look, the Fightful community has been very inviting. But I don't want to discredit the people who have been with me pre-Fightful. Because I
do.
No, seriously. Because, especially the people who stuck through. Because a good example is Mr. Mac from Brooklyn. A guy who has been a supporter of the stuff I've done for... It has to be going on... Because, Mac, you used to watch Now Playing Now, which I stopped hosting in 2011. And so, I started hosting in 2008. And so, that would mean that you would have had to have been around at least the last 13 to 12 years. And, Mac, I appreciate you so much for sticking with everything I've done. And honestly, for supporting everybody else. I have seen you in the chats for other shows that I haven't been a part of. And that's always been really cool to me. Mac, I appreciate you so much. Seriously. Thank you. And yeah, funny story about Mac from Brooklyn. Now Playing Now, for those who don't know, was a movie review show I used to host back in 2008. Hosted it till 2011. And I hosted that show with Brandon Burge, Theron Reynolds, and Heidi Vio. And the funny thing was, we didn't do that show for... I mean, obviously we stopped doing it 2011. And then I guess Mac was working at a club as a bouncer, and or something at the door. I don't want to I don't want to misdescribe your job. But Heidi was in New York, and this was 9 years after Now Playing Now ended, and she was at a club in New York, And she just happened to walk in, and Mac took her ID and was like, Heidi, wait, from now playing now? And she was so over the moon. She texted me immediately. She's like, somebody remembers our podcast from 10 years ago about movies. And one day I'll do like a Now Playing Now reunion show. For the five people out there who care about that. me and T have talked about that before, of wanting to do just a comeback. There's so many like old inside jokes that me and T still reference from that show that maybe, like I said, like five people on Earth get. But one day I'll do Now Playing Now. And you know what? For those wondering, it's just because I like palindromes. Now Playing Now is NPN. My name, WRW. Look, I'm hosting with Sean Ross Sapp, SRS. I hosted RBR. It's a thing that I just like around my podcasting realm. Chad says, we'll miss you, Will. May the power protect you. Thank you. Van Twinblade says, Will, with no more dad, you can catch up on the last few Glory Pro shows because they are now up on YouTube. Also, Lainey Luck is going to maul Shaza on Sunday.
True. Gonna happen.
I do not support this whatsoever. I think Shaza is a kind and great
person. Trash about her all the time.
That's not true. She and I were supposed to do a podcast one time reviewing old wrestling from 2005, and I forgot
she
to
sucked,
get back.
So you canceled it.
I forgot to get back to her, so that's like actually my fault. Left her hanging 2 years ago, and that's probably the last DM we've exchanged, well, and that's my bad.
Look where you are in life, and look where she is in life, so there you go.
Yeah, I do not support this whatsoever. Shaza is a great
She's busy
human.
Getting assaulted by me, getting hit with DDTs, and you are on a show with me, and we're having a good time, and you know she's stuck, you know, doing whatever in St. Louis. Who the hell moves to America and says, "Oi, St. Louis, mate"? Well, Shaza does.
Or her little St. Joey. Trust the process. 34 says streets are saying you're leaving to go become the manager of Mogul Embassy affiliates. Look, there's not a chance I could ever top Prince Nana. No way. Prince Nana is a king among princes. And
met him at Wally Mania.
Yeah, Prince Nana rules. I love Prince Nana, and there's not a chance.
Somebody says that Shaza's catching strays. Shaza is a stray. What are we talking about here?
No Shaza disrespect here.
There's no way she's housebroken yet.
Sean.
What?
She's going to kick
of weird...
your ass. Like, that
she's not. She had the opportunity to. She looked me dead in my little spawny Ross Sapp eyes and went, oi, and then got DDT'd.
You hit her from behind.
No, I didn't. She looked me in the face.
Okay, but like the initial shock, like you surprised her, which she has a chance. I don't. Not. Nope. Sean. Dirty play. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I'll be honest, I usually don't have time to attend these dad shows, but when I heard it was your last show, I made it a point to be here. Thank you, Joel Wood. I appreciate that.
If he's Joel Wood, why is he Rock Hard? Why wouldn't he be like petrified hard? Like Wood.
Yeah, I suppose Wood is not like the hardest of material. Like if you wanted something that was a little more durable, you would go like with Rock.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I mean, he's Joel Wood. So.
Yeah.
It's more like Joel Wouldn't.
Tanner says, Will, this show has always been a joy to watch. Enjoy it knowing you are a Criss Cross fan. They were the first music group I remember listening to growing up. Good luck on your next stage in life. Hold on. Tanner, you give me the opportunity to talk about Criss Cross. Let's do this. All right. I was such a Criss Cross fan. Very few people know that I was the rare owner of a Sega CD. I even have Sewer Shark, for whatever reason, sitting right in front of me for the Sega CD. There was a game for the Sega CD called Criss Cross Make My Video, where you got to make your own Criss Cross videos. It had three songs, I Miss the Bus, Jump, and Warm It Up. And this was before the days of YouTube, mind you. If you wanted to watch a music video on your own time, you had two choices. Either three choices, I guess. sit around watching MTV or BET until your favorite came on.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go find that VHS tape where you recorded your favorite music videos, or watch them in super low quality on your Sega CD playing Make My Video Crisscross. You know what I did? I did it on my Sega CD. That was how I watched. I'm like, I want to listen to Warm It Up by Crisscross, but I want to see the video. What am I going to do? Let's turn on my Sega CD, wait 30 minutes for loading times, and then pull up the game. And it's funny because people diss on those games a lot these days. I see YouTube videos that trash them that are like, why would people have bought CNC Music Factory's Make My Video? I'll tell you why. Because you don't understand that back then, we didn't have the freedom to just like watch videos when we wanted to. And so therefore, it actually wasn't a terrible idea to give us these music videos on a CD format that we could watch on our own time. True story about Sega CD, by the way. I was just thinking about this yesterday, and I want to get this fact out in one of those random things Will Washington remembers. Sean, you remember Mortal Kombat, the movie?
Of course, yeah.
Of course, you know the song that's very commonly associated with it. The Mortal... Oh, I can't even do it right now because my voice is still squeaking. Yeah, I tried to, but look, I'm still recovering. Anyway, so you know how that all worked. And you know that song. Did you know, though, Sean, that that song was not originally written for the movie?
No, I didn't.
So that song originally appeared on the Sega CD version of Mortal Kombat, a version nobody bought, but in 1994, Acclaimed released Mortal Kombat for the Sega CD. It was this kind of, it was the only version where you could get CD quality music. But if you popped the CD in a CD player and went to track 17, you actually got that Immortals Techno Syndrome song that was eventually associated with the movie. But the first place that was heard was actually on the Sega CD soundtrack.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's a little fun thing. And I remember when it showed up in the trailer, and I'm like, one of the rare kids who had a Sega CD, and I'm like, that's the song from Mortal Kombat for Sega CD. That's crazy.
You know what fighting game had some good music?
What's that?
Shaq Fu. The game was trash. The game was garbage. But the song...
All soundtracks to remember. Shaq Fu, really?
I mean, they're the stage with Raja. Oh my God, that track is so good.
I mean, look, another one that had such famous tracks that a rap group got away with sampling from it was Eternal Champions on Sega CD or Sega Genesis because Bone Thugs and Harmony took multiple songs from Eternal Champions for Sega CD or Sega Genesis. And what songs? Eternal on East 99 Eternal comes from that game. Also, the Crossroads sampled, specifically the original Crossroads sampled from it. There's a few songs that sampled from Eternal Champions, and very few people know that because that was a game that like didn't go anywhere. Speaking of which, I'm seeing Bone Thugs and Harmony this Friday at Red Rocks, and I'm really excited. It's Bone Thugs and Harmony and Sublime. Of course,
it's my favorite band of all time.
And it's my wife's favorite band of all time, and Bone Thugs and Harmony is my favorite group of all time. So we were like, wait, Bone Thugs and Sublime together at Red Rocks? This is amazing. We're going on Friday. So Mr. CJ Lilly says, hey, Will, after our Power Rangers Love Fest on Sunday, have you seen the new Transformers Rise of the Beast trailer? Looks, have you seen it yet? Looks very good, Bumblebee vibes. I hope so. That it's Bumblebee vibes. I haven't watched the new trailer. I saw the first one with the Biggie trailer that released a couple months ago, and that looked pretty good. I hope it captures the charm of Bumblebee, because Bumblebee to me is the best Transformers movie. Did you see Bumblebee, Sean?
I have not watched any Transformers movies.
Oh my God. Look, they're trash.
They're
all
not
right.
For
but
me. Yeah.
But Bumblebee is genuinely good. It's a genuinely great movie that has a whole lot of heart. I wasn't sure what to expect when I saw it. And then when I was seeing it was getting all these great reviews, and I'm like, Bumblebee, come on. But it's really like an 80s coming of age story that just happens to have robots in the background. And even John Cena in that movie he plays such a great, you want to call him the antagonist, but he's John Cena. You know, he finds a way to be correct by the end of it. I love Bumblebee. And I'm thinking if it can capture the vibe of Bumblebee, which Bumblebee, of course, as I mentioned, is an 80s coming of age story. I know that the new Transformers takes place in the 90s. If they can somehow capture that nostalgic vibe and really play on the era and not just make it a backdrop, I think it'll be really good. Because that's what I loved about Bumblebee, is that it wasn't just like, hey, this movie takes place in the 80s, but it's a robot movie. It's like, no, the 80s, it is this story. It is an 80s story. It couldn't be done without it. And as a product of the 90s, I would like to see a Transformers movie in the 90s that is as 90s as can be. Matt Black says, sad to see your run at Fightful come to an end, Will, but I'm sure you're on to even bigger things. Thanks for all the entertainment over the years. Who knows that I'm on to anything. 3R Show says, going to do a flatliner on the way out. If Sean's willing to take one, sure.
I used to do a flatliner when I wrestled.
Ah, inappropriate, Sean. And the reason, if you didn't know, that as 3R Show is putting it here, is that the flatliner is the go-to black move. Every black wrestler has done a flatliner at some point.
Here I am.
So therefore, Sean, this feels like finishing move gentrification, honestly.
Well, so. I also altered it. Keep in mind, I am in a fantasy football league, you can see the belt right back there, called the Canyon Cup, with a bunch of Canyon's close friends. So that's why I did it. But I did a version as well where I would like have somebody like in a fallaway slam type of thing. I'd spin them around, hit the flatliner from there when they would swing around as well. I've seen somebody do that recently on TV. I just can't remember who.
Greg Cherrybrand.
It was like a little miniature end of days without all the extra stuff on it.
Says, only met you on my channel, and you're a wonderful person and the only person I'd be scared of facing in wrestling trivia. Best of luck to you, sir. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. And no, honestly, doing stuff doing that one show with Greg, that was, I think, last summer, was it? Remind me when that was. But great stuff. And no, honestly, the amount of people I've gotten to connect with these last few years has been amazing, Caden being one of them. So, Will, does this mean you're officially becoming the manager for Mariah and leading her next tour? That's got to be the reason. I mean, look.
It's supposed to be a secret, Caden.
Yeah,
piece of trash.
I mean, we're coming up on the anniversary. We just passed the 18th anniversary of Emancipation of Mimi, greatest album of all time. Could be the case. Who knows? Let's see. I don't recognize that number. I will answer that later. Actually, we're gonna screen that call. Because I don't know who that is. Let's see. Dante says, hey, Sean, has Fightful heard about an injury to Danielson? He hasn't bumped in a month. Wrestlers are even taking a berth, keeping him away from even coming close to taking a bump on the show.
I have not, but that is a very, very interesting question. And I'm going to put that down to ask about tonight, actually. But I've not heard of anything as of yet. And that's, I guess, just him popping up on TV. It isn't something that hit my brain, but AEW is also very good at keeping talent on TV when injured. When they're not having them camp out for a year at home. But we'll see. I'll ask about it. I'll see what I can find out. But that definitely is something that I need to ask about.
Let's see. We got another one here. This one is from JJ. It says, was new to Fightful this year, but watching Will and Sean really sparked my excitement for wrestling and made me laugh every week. Good luck, Will. Thank you, JJ. I'm glad we could bring you into the Fightful fold and give you some love and appreciation for honestly, that's all we're bonding over is pro wrestling. Tom Talks Rubbish says, thank you all your great podcasts for Fightful Will, but I especially want to thank you for being one of my first interviews when I started my channel. Wouldn't be where I am today without you inspiring me. I'm glad I could do that. And thank you for wanting to talk to me. I appreciate you even wanting to take the time. Anime Otaku says, sad to see you go, but interested to see what's next. Also, JJ, says Jeff Jarrett, wins the Owen and starts his acceptance with, I'd like to thank no one but myself.
Listen, I would love to see a deep Jeff Jarrett run in this tournament. Listen, I'm not opposed to him winning the tournament. I think that'd be a very feel-good thing, considering that he was Owen Hart's last tag team partner.
Reggie Simmons says, from the Mecca of pro wrestling, thank you so much. You've made my Thursdays and Saturdays awesome. Hope to see you at one of the many Chicago shows in the near future. Best wishes. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's see. Got another one here from Brent. It says, Grapsity felt crucial to the wrestling space. Glad it's continuing. You will be sorely missed. Best of luck, wherever the road takes you. I agree. I think that, I love what Grapsity has been able to bring to the wrestling space, to bring to wrestling fans, and to be just that kind of barbershop conversation on Saturdays. I love every second I get to spend on Grapsity. I love every second I get to spend just talking to Phil and Reg. And I mean that with all sincerity. There are times where me, Phil, and Reg will need to have a conversation about something important where we'll be like, hey, let's do a three-way call really quick. And it's supposed to be like a 5-minute meeting about something show related or something we're planning. And next thing you know, we're basically doing a show. We're like having a real conversation. And there are times where I'm like, a lot of this would have been funny to have been recording and put out as a bonus show, because that's how much we just love bonding with each other. And like, even when we're in the car, the three of us, and we've had scenarios where either I was driving or Reg was driving, and one of us is in the back seat, and it's always a good time with music on. It's always a good time when you get the three of us together. And I will always be like, those are my brothers. We will always be a trio as far as I'm concerned. As far as that's concerned, we are Grapsity. Caden says, we still need that selfie, Will Washington. At some point, we could probably take one. But
probably
look, Glick Foley says, will you be sharing future plans soon, or are you just not able to yet? Also, Sean, if you need a new host, think Russo or Disco are available. LOL JK. I'm going to let everybody know what's going on and why. I'll never not do that. I wanted to use this time specifically to really just celebrate Fightful and what Fightful has done for me, and celebrate the people of Fightful and all of that, and my time on Fightful. And that's really what I wanted to do here.
And the new Grapsity host, Disco Inferno. Could you imagine just like a disco remix of Reg's song? And then all of a sudden there he is.
Hey guys, it's me for Grapsity.
Like, well, what do you mean you have to jump me in?
By the way, what do y'all think about transgender people?
Oh, well, how's that one going to go? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disco ain't ever going to be on this channel.
Yeah. WrestleVibes says, Will, your voice is sorely needed in this space. Thank you for your integrity, knowledge, level-headed criticism, and ridiculous memory. Best wishes. Thank you. I appreciate that. Justify Hero says, started following Fightful because of you, Will. Thank you for everything. Don't have Twitter to follow what's next for you. Maybe see you at Double or Nothing. Yeah, I think I'll still be at Double or Nothing. I'll still be going to the show. I had plans to travel, and I'm not canceling my plane tickets, so I will be there. Meet Normus says, I like when good things happen to good people. So congrats, Will. As they say, best of luck in your future endeavors. And wadada my Damie. Thank you so much. Anybody who can get me a Pootie Tang reference on a podcast is A-OK by me. Thank you, Meet Normus. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I'm extra hardwood. Kind of like Bulok. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Am I like an idiot? Which is an ironwood tree that is native to Australia, also known as the home country to Sean's favorite wrestler of all time, Shaza McKenzie. This is a true story, by the way. It is his favorite wrestler. Mr. CJ Lilly says, hey, Will, You're a great voice in the community, and we agree on most things like Power Rangers, Marvel, Star Wars, etc., which is great. Best of luck. I'll have to find someone else to duel with over Bray. Maybe. Deontay says, well, my Mariah Carey bro. Thank you. I love you, man. Thank you, Deontay. I appreciate you. And all the love to Miss MC because she is the GOAT. Xander says, well, thanks for everything. Completely respect if you don't want to share any details, but just curious if your future plans will still be in wrestling capacity. Or are you pivoting to something completely else? Again, we'll talk about that when the time comes for all of that. Marco Dominguez says, thank you for tying together my love for wrestling and fighting games. Hope this isn't the end of your podcasting run. See you down the line. I mean, gosh, 18 years at this. And again, 18 consistent years. The funny thing I thought about earlier today, and if I may put myself over for a second, it's that podcasting has only been around 19 years. And wrestling podcasts as a whole have really only existed about 18 years in the space. And thinking about the idea that 18 consistent years, there has not been a wrestling podcast space without me in it. There hasn't. I have consistently, never, every single week since June 18th, 2005, have recorded some form of a wrestling podcast consistently, nonstop. And I am thankful to have had the platform to do it and the platforms that I've been able to do it on. Literally, my first podcast I did was out of the IGN wrestling message boards. And what was kind of cool was that that was like a built-in audience. We didn't have to like start from scratch in a sense, because it was like, oh, we're kind of the official podcast of this message board that has these hundreds of users. And then it kind of expanded outside of that. And I remember everybody when I posted, hey, we're doing a podcast, the general response to that was, what's a podcast? I had to explain it to people. I'm like, so it's kind of like a radio show, but we're just going to like talk. And people, they're like, well, what do we do with it afterward? We put it out for download. It always blows my mind that when people forget that the pod and podcast was for iPods, because to download podcasts back in the day, folks, for you youngins out there, Caden, you had to leave your iPod plugged in overnight. And when you came back, the shows you were subscribed to via the RSS feed would be downloaded, and then you could listen to your favorite podcast on your own time. But you know what's funny was 6 weeks into my first podcast, I said, and again, just putting myself over, podcasting pioneer over here, baby. 6 weeks into my first podcast, I said, I want to start doing these live. And I've been doing them live ever since, because I just knew that I wanted that audience interaction. I felt like there was something different about having the show be able to interact with its audience and not just being able to put out a recording. And from episode 6 of RBR on, they were always live, always interactive.
It makes such a difference.
It makes a huge difference. Well, the funny thing was, and I'll tell this story, it was all by accident, because honestly, where this came from was that I lost the recording of episode 5, and it like made me so mad that nobody heard it. And I thought, gosh, I had such a finicky computer at the time that sometimes I'd lose entire recordings. And I wanted to think to myself, I don't want to end up in a case where it's gone and nobody heard it. Yeah. So at the very least, I just want something. And you know what? I'm starting to think that, guys, with all of these messages I've been getting, that's probably just going to be this show, to be honest. And that's okay. because at this point, look at the time we're reaching. So I'm going to continue to read you guys' messages, and we'll just keep doing our thing. Jake Salazar says, I love you, Will. I will miss our Bracelander together. Good times. Goodbye, old friend. Matthew says, thoughts on Kenny's line after Dynamite? Tony, maybe not let the inmates run the asylum for once. Is that a real shot at Tony about Punk? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure you can probably read into that any way you want.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe they're setting things up. You know what I mean? Like, at this stage, I look at it and I'm like, well, maybe they're just setting things up for the possibility and playing off of what they have.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Uriel says, I got it. Denise signed you as an exclusive to her brand. 100K subs, and she's sniping talent like TK.
There have long been people trying to get Will Washington.
That is lost. That is also true too. No, and I'm really proud. I said this on her show, but I am really proud of Denise reaching that 100,000 subscribers. And I mean, again, I'm just saying that before After the Week, Denise did not have 100,000 subscribers, but after the Week, she has 100,000 subscribers. So I'm just saying that, you know, correlation, causation, whatever. I would like to say that I am fully 100% responsible for Denise Salcedo reaching 100,000 subscribers. It is not her. It is not any of the hard work she puts in. It is not any of her excellent ability to host and create engaging content on her channel. It is solely Will Washington being on After the Week and making jokes about Power Rangers.
I agree with that, and there's nothing I can add to that. It's you.
Yes. Let's see. Miss CJ Lilly says, who's your top six villains in films? Mine are number six, Unicorn. Number five, Sauron. Number four, Thanos. Number three, Palpatine. Number two, Lord Zedd. And number one, Darth Vader. And from the trailer, he's perfect. I don't know. You putting me on the spot for thinking about six top villains.
Top six is like tough. I can throw out a few. Hans Gruber. The Sticky Bandits, T-1000.
I'm going to throw one out there, very specific, and this one's solely to pop Emilio Sparks, but it is specifically Frank Langella's Skeletor from Masters of the Universe. Ooh, that movie stinks, but the reason I love that movie so much is because Skeletor made it amazing. I've never seen anybody take a hokey role as seriously as Frank Langella took playing Skeletor. But him in that movie was intimidating. He was scary. He was frightening. He commanded the role. He made himself Skeletor. And you can tell why Frank Langella is a cut above all the other actors in that movie, including Dolph Lundgren, who didn't really become He-Man. He was just half-naked Dolph Lundgren in that movie. But I love it. Let's see. I got another one here. True Heel Heat Wrestling. Will is the absolute best and genuinely one of the coolest people in all of wrestling media. I know whatever is next, I will be supporting him always. Thank you. Life of Deem says, I just want to say it was awesome to meet you at Revolution last year. You definitely inspired me, and I'm wishing you well with whatever you do. Honestly, that meeting, I'm going to tell you, Life of Deem, was one of my favorite meetings I've had since doing anything we've done in wrestling podcasting. When you stopped me and Reg outside of Revolution, the part you probably don't know is that we walked away from that conversation going, because some of the things you said, you talked about how you felt kind of alone in the wrestling space and felt like Grapsody introduced you to guys who were more like you, who were Black guys in wrestling, who loved wrestling, who loved nerdy hip hop music, and you felt like you could relate to us on a level where you hadn't been able to relate to wrestling hosts before. And I'll tell you, after we walked away from that, me and Reg just kind of sat and talked about that after the fact of like, damn, we didn't realize we had hit anybody like that. And that made a really, really big difference in us continuing to want to do what we do. So thank you again for that, Life of Deem. I appreciate that for real. Let's see. Kevin says, just here to say you're the man, Will, and you to AEW superstar SRS. Thumbs up.
That's me. That's me running out to a huge pop like always.
That's right. Hey, it's the biggest pop SRS has gotten. Like that rules. Let's see. Trust the Party 4 says, Will, any chance we might get occasional run-ins or guest appearances by you on the Fightful and Grab City pods? I promise as often as I can, I would check in with you guys and do what I can.
Please.
See, Pineapple on Pizza says, hashtag thank you, Will. Kimberly Cox says, thanks, Will. I just started watching wrestling 4 years ago with my kiddo, and you and Grap City guys have elevated my wrestling fandom. Thank you, Kimberly. I really appreciate that. White Dynamite says, much love to my fellow A-Town resident. The episode of Quizlemania where Denise screws you out of the win is one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. See you around the neighborhood. I mean, look, that is one of those really funny, completely unplanned things that all went down. I was like legitimately annoyed that after spending.
I won and I was legitimately annoyed. I mean, I didn't want to be on that show on a Wednesday anymore.
Those shows went so long, and to have spent all of that time working toward that victory, and then at the end of it, Denise is like, actually, you're screwed. Let's see. And I want to make sure I don't ignore the Humper Chats because we got a few of those. This one here, we got this one from Autoclave. It says, not sure what's next for you, but just wanted to say thank you so much for everything, Will. I appreciate you, Autoclave. We got another one here. Let's make sure we grab this one. It's from the old Trey Cash. It says, Will, gonna miss you on this platform, but I know you'll be a success no matter what you do because you're really good at this shit. I think I speak for everyone when I say, and I lost them, we wish you the best in your future endeavors. Much love to you, bro. P.S. What up, Sean?
I just want to thank Trey Cash because he has been one of the most generous people to Fightful, to Grapsity, to everybody on Fightful. This guy sends in like really, really great Humper Chats all the time. And is just generally a wonderful dude. I reached out to him personally to email him once, and just a great person. And whether or not he even sent Humper Chats, that's the kind of person we want in our community at Fightful, is just someone who has positivity. We want like basically 50,000 Alex Pawlowski's just shining rays of positivity. You know what I mean?
Yes. Most positive person on earth. Although again, it's not that Alex's negativity is wrong, because there are a lot of times where I'm like, I mean, guys, like, he's right.
He gets a little more arched about it than I do. I'll say that much.
You shouldn't say it, but he's right. And shout out to Pablo, who says, Will, thank you for all the great content on Fightful. Your enthusiasm, passion, and integrity is inspiring as well as entertaining. Good luck to you on your next adventure, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you, Pablo. Pablo is always a super kind person. Met him in person at the Dynamite in Denver not that long ago. And bring more events to Denver, by the way, folks. Anybody running a show. I'm talking about you, AEW, talking about WWE, anybody. The last pay-per-view that has taken place in Denver, Colorado, was Vengeance 2003, an event that saw a WWE title change. I thought we were a great crowd that night. Kurt Angle won the WWE title. He pinned Brock Lesnar in a triple threat with a Big Show. We also saw Vince McMahon defeat Zach Gowen on that show. I saw, I was in that crowd, and I took a date to that show. And we were together another, 3 months after that. So I don't know if that worked, but I don't know if that was the problem. I took her to two wrestling shows, now I think about it. A Raw and Vengeance.
I think the last WWE pay-per-view in Lexington, which is Rupp Arena, is 3 miles away from me. Do you know who wrestled on that show, the last WWE pay-per-view in Lexington? How about God? How about God himself wrestled here?
Backlash 06 was there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. RVD Shelton, that was a fun match. Cena, Edge, and Triple H was legitimately just very good. And honestly,
Triple H or Cena with the jackhammer pin.
Yeah, and honestly, even the McMahon's, Shawn Michaels, and God match was kind of fun. But
yeah,
Carlito, Chris Masters had a match. It was way better than I thought it was going to be. But I
that was a weird period for tans, by the way, because every wrestler on that show looks like they like stayed in just a little bit too long, and everybody looks like a basted turkey. Like on that show, everybody is just like super dark. And
they had to condition themselves. God might have had some judgment on that show. They didn't want to show up in hell and like just their pasty white skin immediately burn up. They got to be ready.
I mean, Vince himself like looks.
Oh God!
Like yeah, no. And I feel like and everybody else, I feel like was like, well, we got to get on Vince's level. And that show is just like a notoriously bad like tan show, and everybody looks overly tan on that show. Wonder what it was with that time period. But anyway, Big Hero Chris says, will the D's Nuts war with Denise continue? I don't know. Maybe. Glick Foley says, will, favorite event that you covered during your time at Fightful? You know, it's actually really recent. I'm going to say that covering WrestleMania with Sean was really fun.
A huge XPW fan while at Fightful. Like he got really into syringes being stabbed into people's dicks and all kinds of stuff while at Fightful.
I mean, I had a lot of fun covering Revolution this year and doing the shows in person. Honestly, shout out to Blue Wire Studios, Double or Nothing last year. Cool. Double or Nothing last year was a bit of a headache, I will say, in terms of some of the things going down around the show and all of the news breaking around and what's the deal with certain planes, things along those lines. But the actual event, doing the shows at Blue Wire, all of that, that was a lot of fun. And the show itself was fun. So that was... But just being in the media scrums, like all of these things has been a blast these last couple of years. And I would not trade this time away for anything. Adrian just sends in a $10 super chat. Appreciate that. Jake says, Will, do you think I will see you at SawCon this year? Is that a thing? What is SawCon? Is that a con for fans of Saw? Because I will tell you. If you're a con goer, and I am, the best cons are the ones that are around a specific topic. Because if you're like a social guy like me, and you love talking to people, it's nice to talk to people who are all there for the same reason. 2014, yeah. I went to Power Morphicon. You know you're there for Power Rangers fans. And it's nice to talk to people. And the funny thing is there's Power Ranger fans from all different generations. And they're like, oh yeah, I started watching in 2005, and I'm like, oh yeah, I graduated high school that year, so never mind. I came here for the stuff I grew up with as a child. And then, you know, I've been to obviously WrestleCon, I've been to various wrestling conventions, and I always love the idea of a convention that's, you know, obviously I've been to Star Trek cons as well, just things along those lines. Obviously, I'm a gigantic nerd, but to be able to connect with people who are all there for the same reason is always dope. So I'm hoping that's what SawCon is. Sean, what is SawCon?
SawCon? I would think that it was that, unless it's just people who really love construction. That would be great. That would be really cool. Like, it's only the best of the best at sawing things in a
SawCon
precise manner.
Is the premier conference for disruptive technology in the enterprise. June 9th, it's Sharpest Minds for... okay, so disruptive tech. Interesting. I was hoping
the
it was
Sharpest fan- Minds saw.
Yeah. Ah.
There was a super chat up here, by the way. Zero Prime wanted us to read. Wish you all the best of luck and where you go. Is a Hikaru Shida fan got any news or update for her last time? Last I heard, she was in Japan and she had dealt with a finger injury, but she was over that. So I haven't
she's
heard
been back in up. She's been back in Florida.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just a matter of when she's on TV. That I actually do not know. And Xander says, do you know if Punk is already 100% healthy and cleared, or is he still progressing to it? Also, what would each of your finishing moves be if you were wrestler? Sean has a better answer for the finishing move. And then also, that's a good question on Punk.
I had heard that he wanted to push like for January, but I think that he's healthy by now. Yeah, I believe he's I don't know if he's cleared, but I think he's healthy, and I think that's an important distinction. What's going on?
Sock on these nuts. I got fucking had.
That is really good. That's the best one.
That's really fucking good.
There's no better way to close out Fightful and Will Washington than you getting hit with that. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
That's the finisher
That's the finisher. That is the best. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's really good. Plugo says, thank you, Will. Can't wait to see what's next. Izzy says, first time watching Dad. Y'all hate us West Coast fans putting on shows in the middle of the workday. Best of luck, Will. I mean, look, I'm in Mountain Time, which like nobody is in. And I start the show.
Don't do your job. How about that? Simply don't work.
That is true. Jake Salazar said, I hit Will with the one winged angel of these nuts jokes. Now, I appreciate that. That was very, very good. Sock on these nuts. And let's see. Matt Raquel says, sending my best to Will and the Fightful family. You guys are the best humans. Hope to see you down the road. Now throw up the ones for Will. Thank you. Appreciate that. I have nothing really else to say. I just want to say thank you to everybody who supported Day After Dynamite. And seriously, this is the most watched live episode of Day After Dynamite there's ever been. Thank you to everybody who supported Day After Dynamite. Thank you to everybody who supported Grap City. Thank you to everybody who supported my time here at Fightful. It has been a wonderful, wonderful time getting to podcast and just get to speak my mind and be myself for you guys for however many hours you've allowed me to do it. And to do this specific show with all of the people I've gotten to do this show with, I kept telling myself, but I had to go drop my wife off to go do something to put together a list of every guest I had on this show, and then I didn't get to do it. And so I'll tweet out a thank you to everybody who was a part of this. But thank you so much to everybody. Thank you to Sean for giving me the space to do this. Thank you to Jimmy. Thank you to everybody who took a little part of their workday or whatever time you've decided to watch this show to be a part of it and just allow me to talk, and who's donated a super chat and done everything along those lines. By the way, Matt C. Oh God, there's more of these super chats coming in. let me read these. Puckish Rogue says, going to miss you, Will. Izzy says, if we don't work out, how would we give, how will we give SRS our money? Give him money. Okay, I get it now. Sorry.
Steal credit cards.
I don't condone this.
I do.
Matt C. says, Will, putting myself through school and listening to Grapsody as I work every weekend, couldn't have done it without you. Thank you, Matt C. I'm glad I could do that for you. iChurch Pastor says, God bless you, bro. Keep moving forward. And I suppose it wouldn't be Day After Dynamite if we didn't round out with the It wouldn't be Day After Dynamite if we didn't round out with the AEW Dynamite ratings, which did 863,000, and it did a 0.28 in 18 to 49. I'm pretty sure that 0.28 sounds really familiar because that's been the rating for the last, like, month, and 863 is actually up from last week, if I remember correctly. That is, yep, people Dynamite is up.
Me.
Yeah. I mean, people thought it was going to be a bloodbath with all of the playoff games on. Yeah. And for it to be up is a good thing. It was up 4% total viewership. All Access was also up 6%. And that is our look at television. That is Day After Dynamite. Thank you so much, everybody. It has been a pleasure. It has been my pleasure. Thank you. We will see you when we see you. Peace.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. Buy Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.